Unit 7. 7A. The Emperor's New Clothes.
Many years ago, there was an emperor who spent all his time and money on dressing up in expensive clothes. He loved riding round in his wonderful garments so that everybody could see him. He didn't care about his country very much, because he was much more interested in what was in or out of fashion. His palace was full of wardrobes containing clothes he had worn only once. One day, two dishonest men appeared at the palace and said they could make beautiful clothes which had magical properties. Only clever people would be able to see them. They'd be invisible to anyone who was stupid or not good at their job. The emperor thought this was an excellent opportunity to find out who was wise and who was foolish in his kingdom, and whether or not people were suitable for their jobs. He gave the two men a large sum of money and told them to start work immediately. The two men were given gold and silver thread, which they put in their pockets and kept for themselves, and they started making the clothes. They pretended to work hard all day and night, though of course there was nothing on their weaving machines. They were empty. Soon everyone in the city knew about their work and the magical properties of the clothes they were making, and they all wanted to find out if their neighbors were stupid or not. After several weeks, the emperor wanted to know how they were getting on. How much progress had they made? When would the clothes be ready? He decided to send an old and honest minister, who was certainly clever and good at his job, to visit the two men. The minister entered the room where the two men were working. They looked very busy. They were cutting and sewing with great energy. But to his horror, he couldn't see what they were working on. It was as if they were cutting the air with large scissors and sewing it together.
"Ah, we're so pleased you've come," said one of the men. "The work is going well, as you can see, and it should be finished by the end of the week."
And the man showed him the different colours and patterns of the materials, as if they were in front of his eyes. The minister blinked and could still see nothing.
"Goodness," he thought to himself, "I must be stupid. I can't see a thing. I must be careful not to let anyone find out, or they'll think I'm stupid, and I'll lose my job."
"Oh, marvelous," he said. "What beautiful colors! What wonderful patterns! I've never seen anything like it."
He returned to the emperor and told him the clothes were the most beautiful he had ever seen. The emperor sent a second minister, and the same thing happened. So he made up his mind to go and see the clothes for himself, taking all his ministers with him. On entering the room, the emperor found the two men looking very proud of themselves.
"We've finished," they said. "Here you are. What do you think of them? Aren't they the most beautiful clothes you've ever seen?"
The emperor saw nothing. The men acted as if they were holding clothes, and all the ministers smiled and nodded and commented on the patterns and designs. But he saw nothing.
"I must be stupid," thought the emperor. "Everyone else can see them, but I can't. Nobody must find out."
"Yes, these are beautiful clothes indeed," said the emperor. "What wonderful colors and designs."
"Would you like to try them on?" said one of the men. "We need to see if they fit. We must check they're not too big or too small."
So the emperor took off his clothes and put on the invisible clothes. He had no difficulty in getting into them. He stood in front of the mirror and said,
"Yes, they fit perfectly."
And all the ministers around him agreed.
"Look, Your Majesty," said one of the men. "You've forgotten to do up one of the buttons."
Oh, yes, said the emperor with an embarrassed laugh. "I didn't see it."
and he pretended to do up the button.
"These clothes will last forever," said one of the men. "They'll never wear out."
Then one of the ministers suggested there should be a procession through the city, so that everyone could see the emperor's new clothes and admire them. There was no way out for the emperor, because he knew he couldn't refuse. He would have to go through with it. The next day, the procession took place, and everyone shouted and cheered.
"What wonderful clothes!" they all said to one another. "How well the colors go with the emperor's crown!"
But one small boy said,
"Look, the emperor has nothing on. He isn't wearing any clothes."
The people around the boy heard this and started whispering. And soon everybody was saying, "He's got nothing on." The emperor heard them, but he thought,
"I must not stop. I must carry on, or it will ruin the procession."
So he continued walking along even more proudly than before, with his ministers helping to carry his invisible clothes.
7b. Listen to the sentences. Decide what you would say in the following situations. 1. It's very cold outside, and your friend is about to leave without a coat. What do you say?
You'd better put a coat on.
2. You've been invited to an important dinner party. You're not sure if you need to wear very smart clothes or not. What do you say?
Do I need to dress up for the occasion?
3. A man comes to your house to repair the TV. His shoes are very dirty. You want him to remove them before he comes in. What do you say?
Could you take your shoes off, please?
4. You're in a clothes shop and you see a nice pair of trousers. You're not sure if they're the right size or if they'll suit you. What do you say to the shop assistant?
Can I try these trousers on, please?
5. You can't fasten the button on your shirt. You ask for help. What do you say?
Can you do this button up for me, please?
6. You look at your shoes and you see there are holes in them. What do you say?
My shoes are worn out, or my shoes are wearing out.
7. You've been asked to make a speech in front of a large audience. At the last moment, you feel very nervous and decide you can't do it. What do you say?
I can't go through with it.
8. You're trying to put on some shoes, but they're too small for you. What do you say?
I can't get into these shoes.
9. You're asked if you want to continue studying at college or leave and find a job. You want to continue your studies. What do you say?
I want to carry on with my studies.
10. You saw a thief in a green jumper and blue jeans. The police ask you what he was wearing. What do you say?
He had on a green jumper and blue jeans.
7C. 1.
Well, what do you think of this one?
It doesn't really go with the colour of your jumper. Why don't you try on the red skirt?
Okay. Oh, goodness. I can't get into it. And if I do, I won't be able to do the buttons up. It's no good. I'll have to go on a diet.
What about this one? I think this is fantastic. You look out of this world in it.
Do you think so?
2.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to try on these trousers.
Of course, sir. The changing rooms are just over there.
3.
Aren't you going to get changed?
No. I'm going like this.
You can't go looking like that.
Well, I'm not going to dress up just to have dinner with my parents.
That's not the point. That shirt's filthy, and it's worn out. Look, it's got holes in it. Take it off and put on that one I gave you for Christmas.
4.
Excuse me, I can't get my foot into this shoe. Can I try on a size 6?
I'm afraid you're out of luck, madam. We're completely out of stock in that particular size.
Unit 8. 8. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
Can you extinguish that cigarette, please?
Put out.
Can you put out that cigarette, please?
2.
The alarm bell started ringing.
Go off.
The alarm bell went off.
3.
I shouted his name loudly, but he didn't hear me.
Call out.
I called out his name, but he didn't hear me.
4.
The police are investigating the accident.
Look into.
The police are looking into the accident.
5.
Come quickly. A fire has started.
Break out.
Come quickly. A fire has broken out.
6.
He experienced a lot of pain.
Go through.
He went through a lot of pain.
7.
He started the fire alarm by accident.
Set off.
He set off the fire alarm by accident.
8.
The government has said that tax cuts are not possible.
Rule out. 9.
The prisoners escaped through the window.
Get out.
The prisoners got out through the window.
10.
I think we should ask for the help of a doctor.
Call in.
9.
9A.
Well, at the moment, I have a very good, well-paid job that I enjoy doing. But it hasn't always been like this. Several years ago, I used to work as a salesman for a small company that specialized in making motor components for the car industry. It was the sort of job where you had to be committed to your product. You had to believe in it and do everything possible to sell it. But times were hard and a lot of companies were going out of business. So our company started to cut back on the number of people it employed in order to save money. Fortunately, I wasn't one of them. But in the end, it had to close down, and I found myself out of work for the first time in my life. I applied for several jobs in similar companies, but I wasn't successful. Every one of them turned me down. Then, one day, I was looking through the paper, and I came across an advertisement for courses that specialized in journalism. I filled in an application form, sent it off, was accepted onto the course, studied hard, passed my exams, and became a qualified journalist. I then wrote to a small magazine for the car industry, attended an interview along with dozens of other applicants, and to my surprise, they took me on. The magazine grew in size and popularity. I moved from writing articles to being sub-editor. And this year, I became the editor. So I suppose I've been lucky, really.
When I was young, my father always told me how important it was to get on in life and be a success. You must make something of your life, he used to say. I think he wanted me to be a doctor or an engineer or something like that. And I can remember how disappointed he was when I left school early and started work as a secretary. It was a small, badly run company. And when I went there, they told me the job wasn't difficult and I would soon pick it up. At the beginning, I liked the job. But as time passed, the work started to take up more of my time and I found I was working late in the evenings and even at weekends. And in addition to this, I had to put up with poor working conditions and a low salary. I earned just enough to get by, and there were no promotion prospects at all. All this really got me down. And then I started to wonder if I was really cut out for this kind of work. It didn't really suit me, or my particular abilities. Then one day, I remember I'd been working very hard that month and had put in a lot of extra hours. I went to see my boss to ask for some time off work. I needed to visit my mother, who wasn't well at the time. I have to say that I didn't get on with my boss very well. Anyway, he refused, point blank. He said it was out of the question and he didn't want to hear another word. I tried explaining, I just couldn't get through to him. He wouldn't listen. So, I walked out of the office, and as far as I was concerned, that was it. That was the last straw. The next day, I handed in my resignation, and I said to myself I would never put myself in that kind of position again. I decided to return to studying and go in for law. I graduated from London University, and now I'm starting to make my way in the world. As my father used to say, the world is my oyster. So, was my father right? Is it important to get on in the world? Well, in some ways it is, but it depends on how you measure success and what you want to get out of life. After all, there are other things in life besides work.
9B. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
The company has employed extra staff.
Take on.
The company has taken on extra staff.
2.
I've decided to make a career in medicine.
Go in for.
I've decided to go in for medicine.
3.
She survives on a very small income.
Get by.
She gets by on a very small income.
4.
He didn't accept my offer of help.
Turn down.
He turned down my offer of help.
Five.
The factory will have to reduce production.
Cut back on.
The factory will have to cut back on production.
Six.
The bad working conditions depress me.
Get me down.
The bad working conditions get me down.
Seven.
The company has stopped doing business.
Close down.
The company has closed down.
Eight.
I learned some Arabic while I was in Cairo.
Pick up.
I picked up some Arabic while I was in Cairo.
Nine.
She wants to be a success in her job.
Get on.
She wants to get on in her job.
Ten.
Writing reports uses a lot of my time.
Take up.
Writing reports takes up a lot of my time.
Nine C. One.
I'm often on duty at weekends, especially if there's a football match or a demonstration. I'm there to see things don't get out of control. I think you have to be cut out for this type of work because it isn't easy and can be dangerous. You serve the public and you're there to protect them, but they don't always appreciate what you're trying to do. The pay and conditions are all right, which is a good thing because you can't go on strike.
Two.
Sometimes I'm on duty all night, and it isn't easy to take time off work. The salary isn't very good. I can get by on it, but I'd never go on strike, because it's my job to look after people, and I know they depend on me. Sometimes you have to put up with bad working conditions, but you know that what you're doing is an extremely worthwhile job.
Three.
Well, basically, I pick people up and I drop them off. I take them where they want to go to. And that's it.
Four.
You have to be cut out for this kind of work, otherwise you shouldn't go in for it. You have to learn a lot of things by heart, and you can suffer from nerves throughout the whole of your professional life. You are often out of work, and you have to be very ambitious and lucky to get on. But if you do, the world's your oyster.
Five.
You have to be good at getting on with people, and you have to remain calm at all times. You must never panic. You need some training for this job, but some things you can pick up quite quickly. Oh, it's exciting to stop off in exotic places and look round for a few days, but sometimes the work can be very routine, and the pay is average.
Six.
You have to work long hours, and you can be on call 24 hours a day, but it's wonderful to be able to use your knowledge to help people and relieve suffering. I think people tend to look up to you as a result.
Seven.
Like all professionals, you have to be committed to what you're doing. I'm at work very early in the morning to set things up, so that everything is ready when the day starts. The work takes up a lot of my time, especially preparation time and going through people's work and correcting it. And the poor pay sometimes gets me down, but I believe in what I'm doing. And that's the most important thing.
Unit 10. 10. Listen to the sentences. Decide what you would say in each situation using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1. You look in the fridge and see there's no milk. What do you say? Run out of.
We've run out of milk.
2. You arrive late for a meeting because you were delayed in a traffic jam. What do you say? Hold up.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was held up in a traffic jam.
Three. You want to know if your parents will come with you to the airport to say goodbye when you leave. What do you say to them? See off.
Will you see me off at the airport?
Four. Your friend is reading a letter, but the handwriting is not very clear. She asks you to try and read one of the words for her. You try, but you can't. What do you say? Make out.
I'm sorry, I can't make it out.
Five. You're talking to someone at a motorway restaurant. He tells you he's driving north. You want to know what his destination is. What do you say? Head for.
Where are you heading for?
Six. You're in a taxi and you want the driver to stop outside the bank. What do you say? Pull up.
Can you pull up outside the bank, please?
Seven. You're in your car on the motorway and it stops working. You phone a garage for help. What do you say? Break down.
My car has broken down on the motorway. Can you help me, please?
Eight. You want the driver of another car to move his car closer to the side of the road so that you can pass in your car. What do you say? Pull over.
Can you pull over, please?
Nine. You're in your friend's car and you see another car begin to move out in front of you. You want to warn your friend. What do you say? Pull out.
Watch out! That car's going to pull out.
Ten. You're in your friend's car and your friend isn't driving very carefully. You're frightened the journey will end with you both in hospital. What do you say? End up.
If you don't drive more carefully, we'll end up in hospital.
11. 11A.
Here is the 7 o'clock news. First, the news headlines.
Thieves break in at the Royal Gallery.
Ship goes down at sea near the Sussex coast.
Three men break out of Brixton prison.
Plane comes down in jungle.
Chemical factory blows up.
Severe weather cuts off towns in the north.
Damaged plane touches down safely.
Now, here's the news in detail.
Last night, thieves broke into the Royal Gallery and got away with paintings worth over £250,000. The break-in happened around 11 o'clock in the evening, but was not discovered until the early hours of the morning. At present, it is not known how the thieves got into the building, though a security guard is helping the police with their inquiries.
A ship has gone down at sea off the south coast of England following an explosion in its engine room. The ship was carrying a cargo of wood and was heading for Liverpool. The fire spread rapidly and was soon out of control. However, all the crew were picked up safely by the rescue services.
Three men broke out of Brixton prison this morning. They overpowered a prison officer and escaped by climbing over the wall. They were seen making off in a red car that was waiting for them outside the prison. One of the men was later picked up by the police, but the other two men are still on the run. Police have warned the public not to approach these men, as they may be armed and dangerous.
A plane with two English passengers on board has come down in dense jungle in Brazil. It seems that one of the engines cut out while the plane was heading for Rio de Janeiro, and the pilot was forced to make a crash landing in the jungle. A rescue team is now searching for survivors.
News is coming in of an explosion at a chemical processing plant in Luton. It seems that part of the factory blew up and a fire has broken out. Although the fire is dying down and the situation is under control, the fire brigade say they won't be able to put it out completely for several hours.
Severe weather conditions in the north of England have cut off several towns and villages. Many roads are impassable due to heavy falls of snow. Supplies of food are being flown into some villages by helicopter.
A plane had to make an emergency landing at Heathrow this morning when one of its doors blew off. Shortly after taking off, an explosion was heard and the plane had to turn back to Heathrow. The emergency services were standing by in case of a crash landing, but the plane touched down safely. "I never want to go through an experience like that again," said the passenger, who had been sitting next to the door. "I don't think I'll ever get over the shock of seeing the door come off and a drop of 1,000 metres beneath me."
11B. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
The engine keeps stopping.
Cut out.
The engine keeps cutting out.
2.
The survivors were rescued from the sea by helicopter.
Pick up.
The survivors were picked up by helicopter.
3.
Don't touch it. It might explode.
Blow up.
'Don't touch it. It might blow up.
4.
He was arrested by the police for possessing drugs.
Pick up.
'He was picked up by the police for possessing drugs.
5.
The police are ready for action in case there is trouble.
Stand by.
'The police are standing by in case there is trouble.
6.
Someone entered our house illegally at the weekend.
Break into.
'Someone broke into our house at the weekend.
7.
Our village was isolated by a snowstorm for a week.
Cut off.
Our village was cut off by a snowstorm for a week.
Eight.
He's escaped from prison again.
Break out.
He's broken out of prison again.
Nine.
The robbers succeeded in stealing over £100,000.
Get away with.
The robbers got away with over £100,000.
Ten.
I tried to stop the thief, but he escaped on a motorbike.
Make off.
I tried to stop the thief, but he made off on a motorbike.
Unit 12. 12A. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
The concert has been cancelled.
Call off.
The concert has been called off.
2.
Stop criticising me all the time.
Go on at.
Stop going on at me all the time.
3.
He's invited her to the cinema.
Ask out.
He's asked her out to the cinema.
4.
Julie is having a relationship with a man from France.
Go out with.
5. Julie is going out with a man from France.
5.
He gives the impression of being rather aggressive.
Come across as.
5. He comes across as rather aggressive.
6.
Their marriage has ended.
Break up. 7.
Michael has had an argument with Tony and isn't talking to him.
Fall out with.
Michael has fallen out with Tony.
8.
I want to have a stable life, buy a house, and get married.
Settle down.
I want to settle down.
9.
They have ended their relationship.
Break off.
They have broken off their relationship.
10.
I'm starting to dislike him.
Go off.
I'm starting to go off him.
12B.
What's the matter, Jane? Have you fallen out with Paul again?
Yes, you could say that.
Well, it takes two to have an argument. What was it about this time?
He said I was always going on at him.
Is it true?
Well, in a way, yes. But I was feeling insecure because I thought he was going off me.
Oh. How long have you been going out with one another?
Nearly a year now. But yesterday, I found out he's been going out with someone else.
Oh, so what did you do?
I told him. And he said he wanted to break off our relationship.
But I thought you were planning to get married in June.
We've called it off.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear the two of you have broken up.
I think it will take me a long time to get over this.
Well, perhaps it's for the best. You were never really happy with him. And after all, there are plenty more fish in the sea.